And joining us now on the ticket hotline is our old buddy, our sports expert, the publisher of the Paltz Draft Newsletter. It is the great Ribby Paltz bringing us a very Ribby Christmas. Good morning and happy holidays, Ribby.
Hey, happy holidays to you guys. How you doing, Jup Jup?
Okay, how are you?
Pretty good little song. Pretty good little song.
Oh, thanks, Ribby. That means a lot coming from you.
Ah, oh, man, I really enjoyed it. And I needed a little bit of that because Ribby's had a pretty tough little year.
Oh, no.
Man, don't make up just a lot of sordid details.
Pretty tough little year, that Jup Jup.
We hate to hear that.
Yeah, you know, I lost all my money this year. I made a very poor financial decision. I put all my life savings in my shoe, and some hobo stole it off me while I slept under an overpass.
Oh,
so,
no.
Man, it's depressing.
$228 gone, like that.
Wow.
A flash.
That's terrible.
And my kids don't talk to me very much.
They don't.
What's wrong with the kids today, huh? They're so irresponsible. Hardly ever call. I'd say it's probably only once a month that I get a call from one of them saying, Mr. Paltz, I know you don't know me, but you had a brief relationship with my mother in 1975, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, when you have 27 kids and counting, it kind of starts to feel like telemarketers after a while, you know?
27?
Yeah. I wonder if there's like a national biological father do not call list. Do you guys know?
I don't know about that, Ribby.
If they have something like that?
Haven't heard.
Can I come to your house, Giorgio, for the Christmas?
Yeah, I guess, just as long as it's not like after 9 o'clock at night, because I know how crazy you get in the evening.
Well, can you send me the bus fare from New Jersey to your beautiful manor?
How much does that run?
About $1,200.
I don't think it's that much.
You can fly for cheaper than that, Ribby.
Yeah. All right, then. I guess I'll just stay up here. That's okay, Giorgio. The shelter I'm staying in has a pretty nice little Christmas dinner. Yeah, so I'll just do that. They have decent porridge.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, come on down here then, Ribby.
I can't get down there. You won't send me bus fare.
Well, I'll send you bus fare, but it doesn't cost $1,200.
Well, Giorgio, I know that you have what you say is the best Christmas song of all time that you wrote.
No, I don't think it's that.
But I'd like to sing my favorite Christmas song, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, okay. I think that'd be great. I think that would cheer everybody up.
Yeah.
Okay. It goes a little something like this. And a one, and a two, and a three.
Silent night. Holy night. All is good.
Oh, God.
All is bright.
Edith Bunker.
Holy infant, so tender and sleep in heavenly peace.
Good Lord.
Sleep in heavenly
peace.
That was beautiful, Ribby.
Really
thank you, gentlemen.
Really put us in the Christmas spirit.
That was
spirit.
Touching.
By the way, Ribby won't see New Year's.
Don't say that,
Ribby.
Ribby?
Oh, gosh. Hopefully that's not the last time we talked to him.
Something tells me it won't be.